K's in the building. How old are you?
26.
That is bullshit.
26. You're so close to the camera. Can you move back a little bit? Okay.
Bitch, I see what you did there.
What do you do for a living, babe?
I'm an entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur. What do you do?
I sell candles. I do lash bath and I make wedding dresses.
I'm unemployed. I'm self-employed.
You have any kids?
Yeah.
How many kids?
Three.
How old are your kids?
One will be 7, 5, and 2.
7, 5, and 2. Same dad?
Yeah.
Have you ever been married?
No.
Why y'all not together? You had a baby 2 years ago.
Things didn't work out.
Don't tell me with this.
I am 37.
37. What you do for a living?
I do multiple things, but I have a home health care agency as well as an investment company.
Home health care agency?
Yes.
You own one or you work for one?
I own one.
Well, she owns it. Okay, girlfriend. What you do for a living, honey?
There's nothing I don't do, Miss Kendra.
You have any children?
I do. I have three.
Three kids. How old are your kids?
21, 13, and 11.
21?
I'm nervous.
You said 21?
Yes.
Okay, 21.
My life dreams are to drop out of school, to be on Girls Gone Wild, and to have my baby. And there's nothing my stupid mother can say to change my mind.
Are they all by the same man?
Two are, and one is not. However, he adopted him early, so.
Nobody is going to respect him.
And have you ever been married?
No.
No.
You say Toto in Africa, we're talking about the private part.
The private part? Vagina?
No, the man.
The man's penis?
Yeah.
And that's your nickname?
That's my name, Toto.
Why is the nickname the man's penis?
Because I need myself because I love Toto. Like, I love dick. So that's why I need
him. Oh, shit.
I'm not allowed to go visit my dad anymore. He's like, I don't want to be seen in public with you.
What's going on? What's going on? So you nicknamed yourself Toto, which in Africa means a man's penis, because you love it. Well, they have it, people. That's how we're going to start. So Toto Dallas, do you have any kids, honey?
Yes, I have kids.
How many?
I got 5 kids.
It's going to be a no for me, dog. Keep it up, though.
How old are your 5 kids?
One is 4, one is, I think, 12, and I have 13. The ages is just, they're together. I don't want to really call the ages, but it's just stack up.
I need to know the ages.
Okay, so I have a 12-year-old, I have her 8-year-old, and I have a 4-year-old, and then one is my stepchild.
Are you married?
No, I'm not. I'm not married.
You said you have a stepchild.
Yeah, I mean, we're not together, but the child still is mine because I'm used to the baby, so it's kind of like mine.
This town deserves a better class of criminal, and I'm going to give it to him.
Yeah, so you have 4 kids you gave birth to.
Yeah.
Are they all by the same man?
No.
How many men?
4 baby daddy.
So you really do love Toto?
Yeah, I do.
You can't make this.
How old are you?
45.
Why do you make a face?
Because I don't look 45. People say I be lying about my age.
How old do they say you look?
Like 30, 35, 34.
Hey, get the fuck out of here, nigga!
Okay. So, Teresa, what do you do for a living?
So, I have my own little business, and I have a CMOS business, and I'm a part-time model. I'm on magazines. I did some party promotions. I'm a little entertainer, but I'm not a dancer. I'm actually a model. Why you make that face?
Figure out. You said you're a model. Who do you model for?
Myself. I do print, magazines, publications,
Why did you say you're not a stripper? So are they like risky pictures?
Somewhat. Eye candy. Somewhat.
You're not getting in my panties without you coming out the pocket, period.
See, that's
and it's not even a case where I call it selling. See?
What is it then?
No, because I'm not going to say pay me and I'm going to give you.
Asking for something, that's the same thing.
No, it's not.
Okay, explain.
You have to do it with class.
Right,
I call
right,
it doing
right.
it with class. So I'm going to ask you for something.
Right.
If you don't give it to me, you don't provide it, I don't want to talk.
Okay. When I'm 45, so I got to show what I can show.
Okay, well, let's do the Kendrick cam early because I want to see this body.
I have to put pants on because I'm getting dressed going to the club.
Well, put some pants on. Well, okay. Wait.
And you got people who don't want to see that.
Mommy, what? Mommy, what?
No, Mommy, I gotta put pants on.
The hood? Mommy, I like it.
You like it? Mommy like it too, girl.
Me too.
I know.
Get them kids! Get them kids! Hurry up! Get them kids! Don't you leave it with...
Mommy, I like it, but holla.
You do have a good... Okay. Okay. So you model, you say you model for parties?
So I'm like a party promoter and I do, sit over there. I'm a print model. I do fashion shows. I'm a model coordinator. I help people walk, doing fashion shows and I help them pose when they need to be in front of the camera, make sure my boob don't pop out. Oh my God, I can't believe you picked me. Yes, girl, and I just put this wig on. Okay.
Okay, so we hear your baby in the background. Is that your only child?
So I have four daughters, 25, 19, 12, and 4. I had a baby at 41. Not on this camera.
How ghetto is that? Very.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are your kids by the same man?
Nope.
How many have been?
Four baby daddies. They all 6 years and 9 years apart.
Okay.
So I have four relationships.
Yeah, why'd you settle down with your last baby's daddy?
Because he's a narcissist and his penis is 4 inches. And when you're a narcissist and your penis is that little, I can't deal with you for so long.
You know that anger you get when you deal with like a person that's just completely stupid? What's wrong with your brain? Like why do you not see what you are? Like, and I get there with women, like I truly do.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, you smoking? What you smoking on, girl?
A black.
I beg your pardon? I beg your pardon?
27,
Kentucky. What you do for a living, boo?
I'm a CNA.
CNA, you have any children?
Three.
How old are your kids?
I have a 7-year-old, a 5-year-old, and an almost 3-year-old.
Are they all by the same man?
No.
How many men?
Three.
Why are you not with the 3-year-old dad?
The 3-month-old.
Oh, the baby's 3 months? I thought you said 3 years old.
No, 3 months.
Something is wrong here.
Why you not here? Why you not with that dad?
Girl, okay, so the 3-month-old dad is actually my ex-husband. I gave him another chance, and he done some foul shit, cheated on me, all of that. Like, we was living together, and then came November of last year. I was like, I'm done. You know, once you go through so much, you're done with it. So I was like, I'm done with it. So then once I finally finished with him, it was like, boom, I'm pregnant.
Right.
I got married when I was 18 to him. So I only married him for 6 months. He went to cheat on the day that we got married. So I stuck with him for 6 months, and after that, I was like, we're done.
March the following year, you got divorced.
Right.
Then, okay, now you're divorced. When did you meet the 7-year-old dad?
April.
So you got divorced in March, and the following month, you met the 7-year-old dad?
Yes.
So what happened with that?
So we was dating. Like, we was meeting up with each other, dating each other. But then, like, my grandmother passed, like, 3 months after that. So we met up again, and that was the first time we had ever done anything. And the first time I got pregnant.
How many of y'all out there believe that? Exactly.
So it was like a possibility between the two. So it ended up being the man that I had first slept with for the first time ever, and he's not in her life.
Oh, there's a big surprise. That's an incredible, I think I'm going to have a heart attack and die from that surprise.
And then 2 years later, you met the 5-year-old dad.
Yes. He was supposed to be my husband. We was doing everything we were supposed to do. Like, we got engaged. We planned the baby. And then he has other kids in another city, like in another state, Alaska. Mind you, so once he like was meeting up with her and his kids, he cheated on me, and it made me have my baby early because she had a disease, transferred it to him, so it kicked my baby to come in.
Wait, he cheated on you and gave you an STD? Oh my God!
Yes, chlamydia.
Game over. I don't give a damn no more. Tuna, game over.
Do you have any kids?
I do. I have 4.
How old are your 4 kids?
I have a 14-year-old. I'm so nervous. I'm turning red. I have a 14-year-old, a 12-year-old, 7, and a year and a half almost.
Okay. By how many men?
2. I was married for 10 years, and then I just got out of another one.
You've been married twice or once?
Once.
You said just got out of another what?
Relationship.
Okay. So why are you not with the 1.5-year-old dad?
He cheated on me.
Okay. And why did you get divorced?
I got married really, really young. I was like 19 when I got married. So I had a lot of growing to do.
It just didn't work out. I don't know if I want to talk too much about him, if I'm being honest, but It just didn't work out.
And I realized that I was just with him so I can just have one kid have multiple kids with one person. And I realized I wasn't happy doing that. So I made sure to like have all of them. But then I got into another relationship and he was supposed to be a great dad and whatever.
Okay. Don't have your head cut off.
Oh, sorry.
Girl, so they're going to say this. I'm going to let you respond to it. You done left your husband that you had 3 kids with to go meet another man who, in so many words, cheated on you. And do you feel like the second guy... Well, let me ask you this. Do you regret leaving your marriage or do you still think that was a wise decision?
Best decision I ever made.
What, are you retarded?
You can't make this shit up, people. You cannot make this shit up.
Did he make a certain amount of money?
Not necessarily. Be able to take care of yourself and me because eventually I want to be able to open my own business. So if you can't provide for yourself alone, then being able to provide for both of us is not going to be ideal because I want to be able to branch off and do this by have my own little thing, but not struggle in a sense.
Wait, so you want him to be able to provide for you and your children?
In a sense, technically, because we're all going to be in one household. I want him to be able to provide for his own children, too. So I could provide for mine, but eventually we're going to have to put our income together. So be able to make the same amount as I do or more, not less, not minimum wage, pretty much.
Okay, that's what I was trying to get to. So you're willing to do 50-50?
For the most part, yeah. Unless we're married. If we're not married, then there won't be. I mean, if we're married, we're not doing 50-50. There we go.
So what would be the dynamics? What would be the dynamics when you get married?
When we get married, I would take care of like household things like toiletries, the groceries, stuff like that. But as far as like bills, I feel like I shouldn't say a man should take care of, but I do feel like a man should be paying majority of, like, the house that we live under should be his household.
Okay. So let's just do some math real quick. Okay. Because you have a 14-year-old, a 12-year-old, a 7-year-old, and a 1.5-year-old, right? So let's just say you get married, and this man, let's just say he has 2 kids.
Okay.
Okay. So that would be 6 kids plus you, because that would be 7. So you're saying this man has to make enough income if you get married to take care of seven people, well, really eight, including himself.
Don't worry, I'll wait.
I mean, technically, yeah, because you know what you are getting when you meet me. If I come with all of the kids and I am already taking care of them by myself anyways, so, I mean, if I could take care of them on the income that I'm on, then...
Then you should continue to take the care of them on the income that you're on. And you will be a blessed woman if you find a man that will be willing to be a partner with you. Because I just gotta say, even when I presented it to you, you stopped to take a breath. But does that even sound fair? Like, it doesn't even sound fair, the request that you're asking. You're saying this man has to make enough money to take care of eight people because that's what a man should do. You'll buy groceries, you'll buy toiletries. No, you come with four kids.
Are you laughing, Beyonce? You find it funny?
We're doing hypotheticals. This is hypothetical. Right. But let's take out his two kids. You come with four kids, and then you, that's five. So you're saying if I marry you, yes, I'm not ever paying the mortgage. Like, I think, ladies, start thinking of this in a math equation. Like, that's crazy.
Realistically, yeah, I get it. I just feel like if the bills are being paid 50-50, then the household is and everything's being split 50-50 as well. If I'm working
but
and I've got to...
I asked you about that. You said if you get married, you're not doing 50-50.
Oh, no, I thought you meant money-wise. I didn't think you meant, like, life, like,
home-wise. I didn't mean money-wise. And you said if you get... I didn't mean money-wise. And you said if you get married, you don't believe in 50-50.
I didn't say, not that I don't believe in it. I just feel like there should be a common ground. It's your home. Like, we're, for example, we go and we buy a house together, like right now.
I can rewind the tape.
Yes,
right now.
You can rewind it. If we're married, we're not doing 50-50. There we are.
Fuck you. Fuck your hopes. Fuck your dreams. Fuck your plans. Fuck everything you thought this life was going to bring you. She's already there, fellas. She's waiting for you to come aboard.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.